AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy, high this afternoon around the mid-20s. Efforts are continuing in Racine to figure out what caused a fire in an apartment building on Anthony Lane over the weekend. It did about $40,000 worth of damage. There's also the effort to try to help those displaced residents. The Red Cross was initially brought in. They've been helping as needed. Operators at the complex indicating that those affected individuals can also either return soon to their apartments or still utilize other units available for the time being. Packers are now 7-6 on the season after their third straight win punished Seattle at Lambeau Field 38-10. But next up, the Chicago Bears down in Chicago. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who is still hurt at this point, and now he's got a calf injury. Well, it's going to be a tough test.
You know, Chicago's playing better on defense and got some guys back, I think, from injury. So it's going to be a tough test. It's always fun playing at Soldier Field, and we look forward to getting down there and hopefully keeping this thing rolling.
Packers fans are going to be a little concerned about Mr. Rodgers' injury situation this week. San Diego Chargers running back Melvin Gordon, the one-time Badger, and Kenosha Bradford High School star, he was carried off the field Sunday with a left hip injury. He suffered it going for a loose ball in the first quarter of a loss to the Carolina Panthers. His status for the Chargers' next game is unknown at this point. Gordon, by the way, 3 yards short of 1,000 for the season. Oil prices, highest they've been in a year and a half. Michael Descano reports they're slowly pushing up the price at the pump.
Oil has soared above $54 a barrel to its highest level in nearly 18 months. U.S. crude futures jumped more than 5% by the start of Monday trading, one day after Russia and other big oil producers agreed to join the OPEC cartel in cutting their output. Less supply leads to higher prices of crude oil, which ends up costing us more to fill up our gas tanks. The price of gas across the U.S. has been slowly but steadily rising the last 2 weeks. AAA now says the average national price of a gallon of regular gas is just over $2.21. Premium is $2.71. Michael Toscano, Washington.
And we're going to be getting cold weather for the next few days, but it's not just going to be us. Many parts of the Midwest and the Northeast this week will be feeling the same effects. Wisconsin is one of 39 states affected by a recall for a monkey bread mix because of possible salmonella contamination. Brandcastle's 16-ounce in-the-mix brand monkey bread mix is made with buttermilk powder, which has been recalled because the plant where it's made might have been contaminated. The company, however, is quick to point out this is only a precautionary move and that no bacteria has actually turned up. Anyone who purchased this particular monkey bread mix can return it to the store for a refund. There's a video history now on the creation of Racine's Reef Point Marina, Festival Hall, and Festival Park. It was put together by the Racine Public Library. The idea for Reef Point Marina starting way back in 1973. The City Council, under Mayor Stephen Olson, began to purchase lakefront property with the goal of creating this complex and what was the old Don Hudson Auto Dealership, a trunk factory, plus a manufactured gas plant with storage tanks and a large coal pile. Groundbreaking for Festival Hall was midsummer 1985, completed 1987. There's more on the history available at the Racine Public Library on its website, as well as a link on the City of Racine website. And the deadline to enter the 2016 Burlington Liars Club Annual World Champion Lie Contest this Friday. The annual Tall Tale competition, with a certificate and 15 minutes of fame as the top prize, has been going on now for decades. And as always, the rules prohibit politicians because they're considered professionals. The winner will be announced around New Year's Day. Over the years, winning lies have covered a range of topics from weather to politics to family life. Last year's winner, Gene O'Brien from near Waupaca, wrote, "I grew up in a family with 16 children. Never got to sleep alone until I got married." Send your tall tale to Burlington Liars Club at P.O. Box 156, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Email entries to championlies@gmail.com, plus your name and your address. Oh, and if you or someone you know would like to become an official card-carrying member of the Burlington Liars Club, include a buck for each person along with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Southeast Wisconsin coming out of the snow from yesterday and now getting ready for much colder conditions over the next few days. And that is going to mean being ready personally and with your vehicle.
I'm going to make sure that I have at least a half tank of gas. I'm going to try to make sure that, you know, the battery is in good operating condition. I have my emergency kit all set in the car. I have extra blankets in case we do get stranded.
Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack reminding you that catching frostbite is easy if you're not paying attention to yourself, as well as others.
Elderly people who might be living alone, you know, a lot of times older people keep the temperature down. Your body doesn't regulate your core temperature like it used to when you were younger. And so you may not realize that you're suffering from hypothermia, and so you could have health crisis there.
Mac also urging pet owners, watch your animals closely. Don't leave them outside too long. They can also suffer the effects of hypothermia. Regarding that emergency kit in your vehicle, Mac recommends you put a phone charging cord in with all the other items. Recent data shows just over 20% of Racine Unified's new kindergarten students show up for class without having met the academic and behavioral benchmarks that are deemed necessary to succeed in the first year of school. But on the other end of the K-12 spectrum, about an equal percentage of students will drop out before graduation. Jeff Neubauer is the head of CRANS Incorporated in Racine. He also leads the three-year-old group Higher Expectations for Racine County Youth. He doesn't think that is a coincidence.
We don't have the data going back 12 years to know if the children who didn't graduate from high school were the same ones who showed up 12 years earlier not prepared for kindergarten. But one can draw a reasonable inference that if a student arrives at kindergarten ready to learn, it's a less challenging undertaking to keep that child on track.
Neubauer and Higher Expectations pushing new initiatives to promote early childhood education, and among them, securing funding for converting half-day pre-kindergarten classes to full-day. He says national data also shows the benefit of full-day pre-kindergarten when taught by experienced, highly competent teachers. And word from Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court declines to hear an appeal of the NFL's $765 million concussion settlement. State GOP lawmakers and Governor Walker last year moved to replace the Government Accountability Board with a new ethics commission, and one of those members, Reserve Judge Robert Kinney, today publicly announced his resignation. Kinney putting out a statement that says the new ethics board operates too secretly, there's also infighting, and several of the commissioners, quote, have observable lack of commitment to the underlying purpose of the agency. One day ahead of a scheduled thank you tour visit to West Dallas, President-elect Donald Trump tweeting out that making F-35 fighter planes is too costly and he will cut billions in costs for military purchases. The Air Force announced last week that Madison's Truax Field was one of five sites for deployment of the new generation of F-35 fighter jets. The Air Force scheduled to name two sites as home to 18 of those F-35s. No immediate word on what impact the Trump tweet may have on the site selection process, but Lockheed's stock fell with news of the tweet this morning. Racine's Landmarks Preservation Commission going to revisit the possibility of designating the College Avenue bricks between 14th Street and DeCoven Avenue as an historic artifact. It'll be meeting at 5 p.m. in City Hall, Room 303. Panel did talk about it a few weeks ago, took even public comment at the time with emphasis on protecting that stretch of the city street system. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen, though, cited past council action to do that and suggested that the historic artifact designation might even be more of a hindrance.
We did not put anything in front of the Common Council, but the mayor and I went down and we met with the folks on the street. And it was in our recognition that that isn't anything, it's not a place that we're going to be able to go and just treat it like any other street.
Deputy City Planner Matt Sadowski, after the last meeting, was to come back with a proposal to either continue meeting or to enhance the language already on the books toward protecting the historic College Avenue bricks. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That'll be in City Hall, Room 307. Among the agenda items, a proposed contract extension with Venue Works to manage the Civic Center facilities of Memorial Hall and Festival Hall. Iowa-based Venue Works, originally signed to a contract in the summer of 2011, got an extension in January of this year. What's on the table now, a two-year extension covering through December 31st of 2018. And the Village Board in Mount Pleasant might be looking at some rather lengthy closed session talk about insurance. That's why that meeting is scheduled to start at 5 o'clock this afternoon. They normally begin meetings at 6:30. First agenda item, closed session with representatives of two insurance companies. They're going to talk over health insurance renewal and selection of the village's insurance agent. The board will reconvene in open session to consider any motions made during the closed talk. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.